Spirit divine, the power of God, the great King, the one who says a thing and it comes to pass. I yield the service to you. Lord, as men and women are anointed this morning, I ask that your power will move like never before. I ask that everyone here is empowered to preach the gospel. Everyone is empowered to do mighty things today. By the hands of ordinary men, do great things. By the hands of ordinary men, oh God, heal the sick. By the hands of ordinary men, do powerful things today and bring glory to Jesus. Holy Ghost, as we go out this morning, we ask that you will do what only you can do. We yield ourselves to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, my Father, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. This morning, very shortly, I will be laying hands on everyone here, anointing everyone with the oil. But before we do that, I just need to quickly introduce you to the power that produces greater harvests. Because we have decided in our second service, we are going to be heading out to bring others into the kingdom. And beyond what we have been saying from the beginning of this month, I realize that without power, your harvest will be little or none. Listen, the things we do in the kingdom are spiritual. Don't ever mistake what we do here for intellectual things. By the way, the Lord will depend on your versatility or whatever to be able to possess your vessel, to use it. But ultimately, that vessel is possessed by something. Your vessel is just to be yielded to God to do mighty things. While I was meditating on this word today, the Holy Ghost told me that my power and signs and wonders only follows those that move. If you want to see miracles, you go on the field. Miracles are not expected to just happen in church. It should be a normal thing, but if you want to see raw power, you have to go outside. And that is what we are doing today in the second service during our church on the streets. So as oil or as hands are laid upon you this morning, please go with that consciousness. The reason why we need to do this is to help your faith. For some of us, we know when I lay my hands upon the sick, they are healed. So as you go out to preach the gospel, if you see someone that is sick, stop waiting for pastor to do it. He says to them that believe, all things are possible. Not to the pastors that believe, to them that believe. If you know that your hands will wrought signs and wonders, shout glory. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I need you to understand that you are God's representative on the earth. I need you to know and be aware as we go out that you are an ambassador. What it means is that everything about heaven, all of heaven's arsenals are unleashed in your favor. So we are not going out because we are a very loud church. We are not going out because we know how to talk, but because he said it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. I want you to know that many of us have been waiting on the Lord for today's events. So even if you have not done, remember that we are a force together as a church. And so what he says to one, he says to all. If he can heal by my hand, he can heal by your hands. And just in case, if it will help your faith, I want you to know that this oil here has been diluted by the same oil of our Father and the Lord, Pastor E. Adeboye. We were out yesterday, and that was part of the things that they gave us to bring home. And so just in case you don't believe in your own faith, at least you should trust the miracles that God has wrought through his hands. So that when oil comes upon your head, you will know what to expect. So when you see a sickness, when you walk into a place where there is confusion, don't worry. Speak what you want to see. Don't speak circumstances. Speak what you want to see. Preach it to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, as we step out this morning, speak what you want to see. It's important we note that greater harvest is not a product of efforts only. It's not a product of efforts. People making all kinds of efforts to win souls. It's a product of power. What are the different dimensions of power you will expect as we go out this morning? One is called the convicting power. The convicting power. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 37. They were pricked in their hearts. When the word came forth, they were suddenly pricked. They began to ask, what shall we do to be saved? The Bible says, these men were unlearned men. But when they began to speak the words, the people say, these ones have been with Jesus. Why? They saw raw power that was available to convict sinners. As you talk to people, don't worry. Your job is to just do your job. Talk to people about Jesus. The power of God will go before you in the name of Jesus. Number two, what we are going to be experiencing, another dimension of power, is miracle attracting power. Miracle attracting power. In one of our churches those days, a young lady who was just a normal church member, but has heard things like this said, she got home and suddenly a child died in their compound. She said, no, bring that child to me. Either the child died or her own child, I can't remember now. This woman is not a pastor. She's not a minister. She's nothing. She's just a normal worker. And she said, I was told that we have power. She picked up the child and began to speak life into the child. Before you knew, the child sneezed and came back to life. You know why? You know why? Every time you put Jesus on display, innocently, he shows up. When you go out today and anything happens, it is not you that will be ashamed. It is Jesus. I need you to know that Jesus values his name and his word. As you speak in his name, as you see a situation and declare words in his name, he shows up. Why? Because his name must not fall to him. His words must not fail. So it's not about you. Anything you see that you want changed, you see the sick, declare upon them. Lay hands upon the sick. My children of 7, 5, and 4 have been taught this. When you get to class, you see someone sick, lay your hands. Don't wait for pastor. You have the power. I have taught my children. I've been hearing all kinds of testimonies. Lay your hands. Anything you see that doesn't look like what you want, lay your hands. Many of you worry too much for God. What if it doesn't work? You cannot be human and be God. Say, neighbor, you cannot be human and also be God. You cannot do your own and do God's own. As they went out preaching the gospel, God was confirming their words with what? Signs and wonders following. It's not me that will confirm. It's you, Lord, that will confirm. My own job is to lay my hands. It is your job to heal. As you step out today, you will see miracles you have never seen before in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 to 8. Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 to 8. Acts 8. I love that man in Acts chapter 8. Wonderful man. Philip. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. That was his job. Verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. What did he speak? Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. As he was speaking, God was confirming it with miracles. Verse 7. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Verse 8, see what happened. And there was great joy in that city. Listen, Igbeleri is about to experience great joy. I said Igbeleri is about to experience great joy. As you step out, you see anyone who is mad. Don't worry. Command the demon of madness to get out. Stop thinking whether it will go. When you say get out, walk away. It has gone. Some of you are looking at me. If you come into a place, you see all kinds of situations. I don't know what you're going to see now. Stop thinking, will it work? Your job is to speak the word. And his job is to confirm it. By your word, miracles will be wrought today. I said, by your words, miracles will be wrought today. In the name of Jesus. Number 3 dimension of power is boldness power. Boldness. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. They were filled and spoke with boldness. As we release the oil upon your head, strange boldness will enter you. I tell my wife at times, I used to be a very shy person. Very, very shy. Many of you won't believe it. Very shy. Oh my God, very shy. Even on to secondary school level. The boy I was will be surprised at the man I've become. You know why? The Holy Ghost. Certain people are usually very shy until the demon possesses them. They start talking in some voices that is not theirs. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is how the Holy Ghost possesses you as well. You begin to say things and do things that we wanted. Do you know some people stammer until they pick up the mic to preach? Are you talking to them? Saul did same and began to prophesy. And they says, is Saul also amongst the prophets? As oil and the hands are laid upon you today, strange boldness will come upon you in the name of Jesus. That boldness you will use to preach to people. Some of you have never preached in your life. Today you will start it. When you go out and declare, Jesus loves you. And people say, where is Jesus? You'll suddenly be surprised. You'll be surprised yourself today in the name of Jesus. Greater harvest requires boldness. You don't come in and you are shy. They'll be wondering, this Jesus you are talking about, do you believe in Jesus? But when you come declaring with boldness, they say, yes, he knows what he's saying. You can't come to market a product as a marketer and you are shy. This thing you are giving us, does it work? Have you seen those guys who sell drugs in Molwe those days? I don't know how many of you who met Molwe's. I don't know. If you listen to those guys long enough, you'll buy those drugs. You will think that they are doctors. Why? Boldness. Don't go to talk about Jesus and you're wondering, will he walk? No. Everywhere I go, I talk about Jesus with confidence. Why? I am not guessing it. I know he lives. I know he lives. And I represent a kingdom that comes from above. As you go out today, boldness fills your heart in the name of Jesus. And finally, what is called the retention power. So when you bring these people into Christ and they come to church, the power of God is present to keep them. Acts chapter 2 verse 42. They continued steadfastly. And that is why I was telling us during the Sunday school that we must raise intercessors in this place. Not men who just come to church on Sunday and walk out, just walking, waiting for people who will greet you, say, welcome to church. You just come in like a king, of course. You come and sit down. Then once we close the service, you walk out again. They will tell you, thank you. You say, yes. That is how you stay till the next Sunday. You come again. They welcome you again. How long will you keep doing that? I want to ask you, how long will you remain at ease in Zion? When will you wake up to mature? If you have kids at home and they are not growing, 5 years is still a baby. 4 years, 10 years, even you as a parent will become worried. You have been a Christian for the last 5-7 years. Who else have you brought? Who have you discipled? We must begin to take responsibility for others in our circles. Take responsibility. Stop waiting for the church or the pastor. You take responsibility. Someone is sitting close to you. Look at that person and find out if this one is in Christ. Find out what he or she is going through and be the solution to his problem. Stop waiting for a pastor. That is what Noah's Ark is becoming in the name of Jesus. Retention power. Power does not only bring souls, it establishes them. Finally, what are the ways to activate? How do we step into this greater power? There are many ways. I will run through them. One, by fasting. Today is not the day to preach a long sermon on fasting. By now, you should have known that every week, you should have a day to fast. If you are a proper Christian who was well discipled, I shouldn't be telling you that every week, you must have a day to fast. If I still need to tell you, then there's a problem with your growth. Maybe that's why you are here today. There are levels of things you can't come into except by prayer and fasting. I've been praying, yet you must learn how to fast. Some of you, on the day you want to fast, that's when your stomach will do. Say, Pastor, I tried. No. Tell yourself, die. The first day I did 3 days fast with my wife, Sister Ruth, I took them to camp and locked all of us inside the room. 3 days. People almost died. I said, let's die. Let us die and see. Let us die and resurrect. You need to, at some point, get angry with your life, your spiritual life, and say, come, I need to grow. They shouldn't keep spoon-feeding you at some point. Take on responsibilities to grow. Tell your neighbor, I will fast. Tell your neighbor, I am saying it boldly. I must fast this week. Hallelujah. Number two, continual infilling. Continual infilling. God will help us. These are things with time. We need to spend time in God's presence praying in tongues. Let me beg you, in your own closet, learn to pray in tongues. 3 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours. Start with 30 minutes. Learn to pray in tongues. It brings some level of infilling. That gives you boldness. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Acts 13 verse 2. As they ministered, the Holy Ghost said, separate for me, Paul and Barnabas, for the service for which I've called them. We know that. Number 4 is fervent prayer. Not just prayer, fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. Today is not one of those days where we'll practice. But trust me, as long as I'm here, we will do fervent prayer. I'm settling in gradually. When I'm ready, we will do fervent prayer. Trust me. You will learn how to pray fervently. So that when a member of Noah's Ark is dropped in any compound or in any room, come on, you will generate enough fire within that room to make that room burn. My dream for this church, any member of Noah's Ark, you will know how to do these things and all that. Yet, in the realm of the spirit, when they touch you, they know this one is fire. It's not everybody they kidnap. I've told us that before here. It's not everybody that can be kidnapped. Listen, if you are properly taught, if you are kidnapped, relax yourself. Just keep smiling inside the bus. Because you want to know what will happen today. How do you know that your God is a consuming fire except you find yourself in such situations? How? Anyone who has carried a member of Noah's Ark has carried fire. That's what I'm saying. So that when you get into that circle, they know they carried a problem. Today is not for that. Fervent prayer. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus.